This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, July 12th, 2018. We will learn the 4th to 5th Mishnayos in the 16th chapter of Mishnah Yevamos. And we continue our discussion of, right, how do we know, when can we assume that somebody has died? And this Mishnah actually is the Mishnah with which all discussions of the classic Aguna begin, right? The modern-day Aguna is the recalcitrant husband who won't give his wife a get. Back in the day, the classic Aguna case is where the husband's body has not been recovered. We had that as recently as 9/11. In all the big wars in Israel, the Holocaust, right, those are the woman comes and can't find the husband. So Mishnah says as follows: Nafa lamai. Right, let's say you see the guy falls off the boat and then we can't find him. So the Mishnah says bein sheyesh lahem sof, bein she'ein lahem sof. Right, ishto asura. Right, whether the water has, right, here it says a visible end, but if there's a boundary, right, the ocean is mayim she'ein lahem sof. It just keeps going on and on and on. Now you can have a lake where the lake is somewhat contained. You can see the beginning and the end. You can see if somebody came out. So the Mishnah says, Bein sheyesh lahem sof, bein she'ein lahem sof, no matter whether it's waters with no end or waters with an end, ishto asura. Right, woman is prohibited to remarry because we're concerned and nervous that maybe the guy survived. We saw him go down. We didn't see him die. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim disagree in the Gemara, and we'll see actually Rabbi Yossi in a moment disagrees. Amar Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir to prove his point. Ma'isa be'echad shenafal lebor ha'gadol. Right, there was a guy who fell into a large pit. Ve'ala la'acha shloshe yamim, and he emerged. Obviously, there was some water in the pit, and he came out after 3 days. So you can't assume that because he fell in, and he, 3 days, right? You assume the guy is, forget it, he's dead. He drowned, but the guy popped up, so you have to be concerned that maybe he survived. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi brings you a different story to prove exactly the opposite. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ma'isa b'suma shirara litval b'ma'ara. There was a blind guy needed to go to the mikvah, so he went into a cave. V'yarad moshcho acharav. This blind guy can't go into a cave to a mikvah by himself. Right, certainly not in the day. So his moshcho, the ones who were going to pull him out, right? Here it says his escort, but Moshcho means the guy who, you know, who was responsible. Vishahu kedei tzeitei nafsham. They stayed there long enough that, you know, the period of where if they were in the water, they'd be dead from drowning. Vihisiyo nishosein. And they permitted their wives to remarry. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you see that there is an end and you know they go down and they don't come up, they're dead. Okay, you want to say Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, there's no waters, there's no end, so you don't know, maybe he survived and he came out the other side, you can't see. Okay, that's an issue. But if you can see the boundaries and they go down and they don't come up, Rabbi Yossi says they're dead. Vishuv Maise Be'asya, there's another story, another happening in Asya. Be'echad Sheshulshuluhu Liyam. Right, that's like they tied him to a rope and they kind of lowered him down into the sea. Right? I think of like a shark cage in a sense. But here without a cage. Velo ala b'yadam ela raglo. Right, and then when they pulled the rope back up, all they got was the poor guy's leg. Right, now you assumed he was attacked and eaten and right, adios. So Amru Chacham said, hey, im mina arkuva ulamala. Right, if the piece that comes up is from above the knee, right, so you have the whole bottom plus a piece above the knee. Tinase, we assume, forget it, you're a goner. The woman can remarry. Min ha'arkuvo, the mata lo tinase. If you just get, you know, a piece from below the knee, maybe you can survive. And you cannot remarry. You can't assume he's dead if you just got a little piece of the leg. But from above the knee, right, we assume finito and the wife, although tragic, can remarry. Mishnah hey. Right. Now we go. We went from identifying the body to assumption of death, and now we go. What type of testimony is sufficient? So Mishnah Hay says, "Afilu shama min anashim omros meis ploni." Even if you hear the women talking and they say, "Oh, so and so is dead," that's enough. Right? We don't joke about those things. Nobody makes that stuff up. Dayo, that's sufficient to allow a woman to remarry. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu shama min atinokos omrim. Even if you hear from, the young children saying, Hare anu holchen lispod velikvor esish ploni, we're going to eulogize and to bury this person. That's efficient. Bein shehu miskaven, bein she'enu miskaven, right? Whether they intend to give testimony or whether they're just shooting the breeze, or you overhear it, either way is, if people are saying it, we believe it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says no. Be Yisrael ad sheyeh miskaven, by a Jew, they have to intend to testify, and then they're believed. Uvigai, but by a non-Jew is different. Im hayah miskaven, if he's intending to testify, ein edu so edus. We don't believe them, we're concerned. Right, it's only by a guy if they're mesiach, what we call mesiach lafituma, they're just speaking without thinking about it, then they are believed. Again, for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, we'll wait right the discussion when we one day learn the Gemara. But that is our Mishnah. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.